Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, prices fell after this week's supply and demand and production reports.
Now you can go back to last Friday, the Kansas City July wheat contract, about $7.35. It wallowed around on Monday and Tuesday, slightly lower. But on Wednesday after that report, we took about 31, 32 cents off of that and closed around 704.
And of course, the natural question, what was in the report that caused the price decline?
Well, there wasn't much in the reports. You know, they didn't change corn or soybean supply and demand estimates at all. On wheat, they made minor changes, slightly lower U.S. production, slightly higher use. Ending stocks, they increased by 34 million bushels. That's a small increase. You look at the world, increased both production and use, and minor changes in the ending stocks on that. The world supply, just the situation just didn't change much.
And let's talk about that now. How does wheat look?
Well, if you look around the world on what's going on, India, their harvest is pretty much over. A record 3.51 billion bushels. That's on top of a record 3.44 billion bushels last year. China's probably about 30% complete of their harvest. 4.56 billion bushels. That's a record crop, and that's on top of last year's 4.47 billion bushels. Russia's and Ukraine area, they're looking at an average crop coming in. Australia, slightly below average crop, but near the 10-year average. So a lot of wheat being produced around the world.
And with this in mind, what should producers then consider when making or modifying their marketing plan?
Well, the first thing I think they need to realize is that the average price is $6.50, and the prices are up around $6.80 right now. You look at the range in prices over the last few years, it's been from $3.50 to $9. So I think that's the foundation for what they got to look at. Look at last year what prices did, how volatile they was, where they went down from harvest, then they went up in the fall, back down, and then back up into the March time period, and then back down to now. Watch that Kansas City July contract. It's critical at $7. If it's below 7 on next Tuesday, we may get down to 6.80 or maybe even 6.60 on that KC contract. There's just a lot of uncertainty in this market right now. So what should they do? A third at harvest, a third in September and October, and a final third in November, December time period.
And that's the strategy you would use?
That's the strategy I'd use.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.